The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, Ryan, the team for 2016-17 is complete. How difficult was it putting this team together than previous seasons?
I think it was a lot. Obviously, without the Champions League, it allowed us to take a bit more time and do a bit more research on guys. But, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, the league's getting a lot of attention, and deservedly so. So there's a lot more players actively wanting to come here. Looking to come here as opposed to last resort kind of thing. And the competition was tough. You know, all the top teams, all the teams really right through the league are competing for a number of signatures. And it was challenging. You know, it was it's fun. It's fun, you know, to be a part of that, you know, when you're gunning for potentially the same player. And, you know, you're in there. So it's it was a bit competitive this year within the league, but it's exciting. It's exciting for me. And, you know, when you do your recruiting, and it's enjoyable, especially when you do land some guys you've been chasing for a while.
Now, when you started this process out back after the end of last season, what areas did you feel needed strengthening the most?
Well, like I said, you know, you look at our last 2 years, we were one shot away from winning it 2 years ago. Last year, you know, we're 5 points out of winning the league. And, you know, you always want to look at, you know, taking that step forward to get our hands on it. And, you know, I think last year we may have taken a step back as far as being a team that may have been easy to play against at times. You know, I thought that we didn't have that physical presence that we had in the past. And I thought we played better under that, you know. And guys played bigger, and we wanted to reestablish that. And obviously Trevor Hendricks was kind of the start of it, and, you know, adding some big bodies and Cowick and then again Rosie. But, the you know, our mindset was we never wanted to be one-dimensional in that category. Obviously these guys are all going to play big minutes for us, you know, but they have they can get up on the forecheck, and obviously Hendo speaks for himself. Everybody knows what he brings. And we're excited with that element, and then we wanted to make sure that we had some more secondary scoring, you know, and round that out. And I think adding Craig Peacock, you know, was huge. He allows, you know, he's a guy that can play anywhere in your lineup, on the first line to the fourth line, and contribute and make guys around him better. So, you know, we wanted to establish that. And, you know, even players like Becca, you know, up front that are guys that have put up good numbers in the past.
Now, as I speak to you, you've just had your first day with the team, the guys that are here anyway. I think the majority of them are here. How did that go today?
Yeah, today was a fitness testing day, and then they met with the equipment staff just to make sure everything's right. We don't have the luxury of being in our arena, so, you know, we don't have the 2 day skates at home here. We got to travel, talk in Harvey and Edinburgh, which is what we're used to, but it's a bit frustrating because you get the guys in, you want them to get used to home, and, you know, but we're going to spend the first couple of weeks traveling up and down. So the new guys will at least learn how to drive on the wrong side of the road or the right side of the road, however you want to say it, but they'll collect some miles here. So early on, but, you know, it's a team bonding kind of thing, and it's something we have to deal with every year. But no, the guys came in, everybody, you know, got put to the test this morning, and they'll continue to have workouts all through the week. But, yeah, guys are excited. Guys are happy to be back and happy to be here for the new guys. And, yeah, it's exciting.
Now, your first preseason game is on Saturday down in Nottingham against the Panthers. Is that an ideal test for the players that have come in?
Well, I like the fact that we're just playing the one game. You know, we're going to travel away and play the one game for the first one here. It's always a bit of a scramble. You want to get some systems in place. You don't have a, you know, obviously we don't have a ton of time. But I'm excited. It's a great opportunity for our young guys to get some ice. Jordan Bielsa and obviously Callum Boyd, you know, to get some quality ice. Then we're going to be short a couple guys, you know, just because of the visa process. Obviously, we're waiting on a few to come in, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity for those guys to get some quality ice in a great building against a very good opposition.